There's a lot of different parts to the sugya, as you can see, very intricate sugya. There's a lot of things to delve into. Hopefully, by the time we complete it, we'll have a clarity. But we're still trying to plug through it. Let's remind ourselves of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has two machokas in Rav Meir and the Chachamim. The first case has to do with Edim Zomin on Mammon, and Rav Meir says they get two onshin, the onish Mammon for Kasha Zomim and the onish of Malkus for Losana. The Chachamim say only the onish of Mammon. That machokas explains the Gemara is because the Chachamim have a drush of Kedei Rishaso, that you don't have two onshin, Mammon and Malkus, you don't get both onshin. As we saw yesterday, generally speaking, we go with Rabbi Yochanan, Shita, and Ksuvis, that loka vein and Mishalim. However, Edim Zomim is one of those exceptions to the rule. We have a special Xeris HaKasuv, as Vashi points out here, Beferish Rub Satorah. Here, the onesh would be the Mammon, not the Malkus. A Meir, on the other hand, doesn't accept the Rishaso for a case like this. He learns the Rishaso relates to Misa and Malkus, and he has a derivation from Moshe Shemra that we say loka Mishalim. And he learns from there to Edim Zomim as well. The second machlokes in the Mishnah is a case of Edim Zomim for Malkus. Here, Rav Meir says they get twice Malkus: one for the Kasha Zomim Malkus. They wanted this person to be Chayv Malkus, so they get Kasha Zomim. They get Malkus for that, and also for Losan. The Chacham say they only get Malkus once. Here, you can't use a Kedei Rishaso because it's the same onesh. So here the Gemara explains, as we saw yesterday at the end of Shir, the Gemara explains that the Chachamim cannot give you a second Malkus for Losana because Losana is needed for the actual Ashara for the Onesh of Kasha Zomim. Since it's needed for the Onesh of Kasha Zomim, therefore you can't use the Losana as its own Malkus as well. Rashi's Lashon there is, Ashara Leidim Zomim, Lo'anshan Bidin Hazama, V'lo'nitan Lo'onesh Malkus. What do you mean, lo nitan onesh malkus? I mean, they are actually getting malkus here. They are getting the malkus for the kasha zama. What does Rashi mean? This is a little bit of a smach to what we said with the other Rashi, that Rashi learned that the limud of Ein Bo Maisa is chayv malkus for Rabbi Yehuda is from the Ben Grusha malkus, not from the malkus of kasha zama when they wanted someone to be chayv malkus. That's not the Malkus that we're discussing. That's the Malkus of Kasha Zomim. So Rashi means, V'nitan l'onesh Malkus, it's not available for the onesh of Malkus of the Lav. Because it's needed for what? For the onesh of Kasha Zomim. The Malkus of the Kasha Zomim is Kasha Zomim Malkus. Rashi's point is, you can't now get Malkus for the Losana, because it's used, it's available and used only for the onesh of Kasha Zomim. Rashi says, "Lo nitan lo onesh malkus for the malkus of the losana itself." We compared that to the notion of this. We'll see more about this. Lav shenitan las horas misas beizdin, which we have a daf Yud Gimel mentioned that if the lav is needed to justify an onesh of misa, then you can't get malkus in such a lav. So Rashi is saying a similar thing here. The Chachamim Shita and the Sefer of the Mishnah is that you can't get a Malkus for the Losana because the Losana is needed to justify the onus of Kasha Zomim. In this case, it happens to be Malkus. But whatever it might be, it's needed for the onus of Kasha Zomim. Just a ha'ara within this, and we're going to be able to revisit this, but just to point out something interesting, we'll see a lot of syntosis as well, and arichas on this, but I want to just give you a little bit of a heads up. When it comes to the notion of lav shenitan lasharas misas beizdin, ein lokin alav, that rule, that if the lav is needed for an onesh of misa, you can't give malkus for such a lav. That rule means that even in this particular case, there isn't any misa, but somewhere out there could be a case of chiyuv misa, and you need this lav for there to be a misa in a case that there is a chiyuv misa. So the rule is, you can't give malkus for such a lav. Now over here, it's different. Because what are the Chachamim saying? You can't give malkus for losana in a case where you're getting onesh of kasha zama, meaning the malchus of kasha zama. Let's say you're not getting the malchus of kasha zama. What case? Then grusha. So you are getting malchus, and it's all from the losana. We'll see. It's from the losana. What do you mean? How can you get malchus for losana? By ben grusha, it's a lav that's needed for the onus of kasha zama. So you can't get malchus for losan. In the same way, you can't get malchus for lav shenitan las horas misas bezdin, meaning that the example Tosis is going to bring. We're going to have the long Tosis on the bottom of the page. Machamer on Shabbos. What's machamer? If you cause an animal to transport something on Shabbos, so that's losasacha melacha ata and so on behemtecha. So it's considered lav shenitan las horas misas bezdin, not to get malchus. Why? Because the same lav, losasacha melacha, is necessary to be able to justify the onesh misa for melachas on Shabbos. That's why you can't get malchus for melacha on Shabbos, but that's also why you can't get malchus for machamer. Even though in the case of machamer, there is no onesh misa there, the answer is, but the lav in general, the same lav, is nitan as horas misas bezdin. So then how could we say here for the Chachamim that the reason why you can't get Malkus, a second Malkus for Losana, is because it's needed for Onesh of Kasha Zamam? So how could you ever get Malkus for Losana when you don't give Kasha Zamam either? The answer is that in that case, we have a Giloy that you can get Malkus for the Losana. Why? What's the Xeris HaKasuv? How do we know you get Malkus over there? Vitzdiku. So Vitzdiku says that to the extent that you don't have the ability to give the onesh of kasha zamam, like ben grusha, for example, then you'll get malchus. So that pushes back, and therefore, to that extent, there will be a malchus for the son. But what about in the very case itself that you're giving an onesh of kasha zamam? That's where we're still holding by this svara that the lav cannot be itself a basis for malchus in the context of giving another onesh of kasha zamam. So here, it's not going to be exactly the same as what we find in general by Lav Shenitan Las Horas Misas Bezdin in Lokan Olam. Here we have the Tzdiko that obviously is going to tell us that in some instances you will get Malkus for the Losana, but to the extent that you are getting already the Onesh, in this very case, that's where the Chachamim argue on Rav Meir and say you cannot get twice Malkus. What does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir, as the Gemara says, holds that there's a different Pasuk that serves as the basis for the Ashara to justify the onus of kasha zama, and that's the Lo Yosifu. So Lo Yosifu is why you're getting the Malkus of kasha zama, and the Losana remains available to give you Malkus, you get twice Malkus. HaChachamim hold that Lo Yosifu is for Hachraza, and Meir gets Hachraza Mishmo V'Iro. So this is the second Machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabosai, these two Machlokasim, Rameh and HaChachamim, where you have a kasha zamam of mammon, the Rameh says you get malchus together with the chiyuv mammon, the Chachamim say just mammon. The second malchokas, when you have eidim that are made, someone is chayv malchus, the Chachamim say one malchus, the Rameh says two malchus. Are these two malchokas dependent one on the other, or are they independent? In other words, if I hold that Rameh in the first half of the Mishnah, does that also dictate they have to Rameh in the second part of the Mishnah? Or are they totally unrelated? Let me focus the question more. Let's lemashal. The first machokis in the Mishnah, Rav Meir says, Lokin umishalmin. So the Gemara explains, where does Rav Meir know this? What happened to Kedei Rosh Hashanah? Why shouldn't I learn Kedei Rosh Hashanah? Tells me, but you can't have Malkus and Mammon together. Why not say komishalmin and loke like the Chachamim? So the answer is, Rav Meir learns it from where? Gamar mi, motzi shem ra, ma motzi shem ra loke mishalim, af ko loke mishalim. Ay, ma motishema sheken knas. How could you learn from motishema? Motishema is a chiv knas of Meir Kesef. Maybe that's why, together with that, you can have malchus. But here it's not. What's the response of Rav Meir to that? He also could be a kiva. So is Eidim Zoma knas. Okay. The Chachamim disagree with this limud. The way it's going to come out from our Tosis, we haven't learned it yet, but trust me for now. Tosis and Ksubas may have a different approach, but Tosis here is going to say the Chachamim hold the Lok Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim hold like the Rabbanan. that Edom Zom min the chiv is mamon, not knas. Therefore, the Chachamim don't have the right to learn from Moshe Shemra. Therefore, they're with Kedei Rishaso, and therefore, you can't have Chiyuv Malkus together with Mum. So it comes out, according to this, according to Rabbi Akiva himself, what should be the halacha? Eidim Zom Min on Mamon. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Akiva? What should be, what follows from this? What's the din? Look in the Mishalmi, because he could learn from Moshe Shemra. So Rabbi Akiva would be with Rabbi Meir on the first case of the Mishnah. Now I ask you, do we know now from here that what Rabbi Akiva would say in the second case of the Mishnah? In the Edom say, some is chayv Malkus. Rabbi Meir says he get twice Malkus, for the Kashazam and for Losana. Chacham say, Nogokin al Arboin. Is there any hechrach now to assume for Rabbi Shitas Rabbi Akiva that just like he holds in the case where the Edom testified about Mammon, that they'll get Mammon and Malkus, because after all, he holds Edom as a Knas, so you can learn from Moshe Shemra. Okay, fine, that's the first case. Does this also force us to hold, to put Rabbi Akiva in Rabbi Meir's corner in the second case of the Mishnah? Well, with that, there's separate achokas. Watch the Azhara for Kashazam, for Onish Kashazam. Is it from Losane, or is it from Lo Yosifu? The Chor, that's a totally independent machokas. So we could have Rabbi Akiva hold like Rabbi Meir. He has to, according to the Cheshbon we made for our Tosfos in our Sugya, he has to hold Rabbi Meir in the first part of the Mishnah. But the second part of the Mishnah, he could hold that the Chacham. Pashtus, that's what should come out. Maskim, everybody? Yeah, good. Now, a little Ha'ara from a Rashi that base in the base comes out from this Gemara. The obvious sense that you get from this whole Sugya is that once we have we know that there's Malkus by Edi Ben Grusha. Everybody says that. That's the first Mishnah. There could be Malkus even together with Kasha Zamam, Mammon, according to Rav Meir. The Chacham may have a Kedei Rishaso to say otherwise. In the second part of the Mishnah, so that you can get twice Malkus, but again, the Malkus is traceable to what Lav? To the Lav of Losana, right? Rabbi Yehuda. In the middle of the Gemara, we got sidetracked, even though we got back to Kasha Zaman, but we were discussing another way to learn from Moti Shemra for a different issue. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Shein B'maisa, Lokin Olav, right? No sir doesn't get Malkus for a different reason. Lav Shein Nita Glase. Lav Shein B'maisa, Lokin Olav. How does he know? He knows it from, first Gemara says Moti Shemra, then the Gemara says, Gaman mi, Edom Zomim. Says Rashi, what case of Edom Zomimin? Ben Grusha. That's Rashi. Again, we took the chance on the side. We had problems yesterday. Okay. Rashi. Edom Ben Grusha. What is Rabbi Yehuda learning out? From the Malkus of Edom Ben Grusha. That love, Sheba my Silokin love, right? So what's the Malkus from? From Losana. No two ways about it. Which means that Losana has within it the koach to give Malkus. It's a lav she'en bo maisa, and we see this in the whole Mishnah. Rav Meir says you get always from Losana, together with Mammon, together with Malkus. The Chacham have separate reasons, why you can't get Malkus together with Mammon, why you can't get Malkus together with another Malkus. You can't get Malkus together with Mammon because Kedei Rishaso. The mayor doesn't have the drasha by this case, so he has a lima from Moti Shemra. But obviously, Losana has the potential to give Malkus. And by Ben Grusha, that's where it's coming from Losana. I want to discuss this in greater detail, but before that, Ha'ara, from Rashi, on that base on the base. Just, you should kind of think about this Rashi, now that we read the Gemara Daf Dalet. The drasha of the Hitzdiku, that you get Malkus by Edei Ben Grusha. So the Gemara works out, V'etzdik, V'etzadik, V'eshiva, V'erasha, what does Malkus have to do with that? What do we have to talk about? How Beis Din made the tzaddik right and the Rasha wrong, and because of that, V'ayim B'nakos HaRasha, says, Ula, Remez, Edom Zom, Torah, what's really the story here? First, Edom came, the Mashiach tzaddik, Then another pair of Edom came, and they were matzdik the tzaddik the meikara. They vindicated the original person that the first Edom testified against. The yeshiva sarasha, they made the first Edom into rishayim. Now, v'hayin bin nakos sarasha. So now you give them malchus. How did Rashi read the words of the Torah? V'haya in, according to the drash of Ula, v'haya im bin hakos harasha, then they get malchus. V'haya im bin hakos harasha, if the rasha is fit for malchus. What is that criteria exactly? If the rasha is fit for malchus, v'haya im bin hakos harasha. Says Rashi, on that base of the base. In the middle of the Rashi, the long Rashi, Mishum Vetzdiku. So Rashi explains, Ella, the case must be, case of Edom Zomamin. The Hayam bin Akosa Rasha says, Rashi, im hazama zu bas malkasi. If this hazama case is hazama that is fit for malkas, meaning what? Nu, what does Rashi add? What does that mean? It's fit for malkas. She'eino yachol kayim badin hazama gemura. Why is it fit for malkus? Because I can't fulfill the absolute pure hazama. Kigon Eidu ben Grusha. We just read a Mishnah Davdalid and a Gemara Davdalid and Mavez, I both say. Now I want you on this. I want to look at this Rashi with new lenses. Does these words of Rashi, does that fit with Rab Meir? Does it fit with the Rabbanan? And how? Rashi's words were directed to a case of Ben Grusha. And Rashi's saying that the Gzeres HaKasuv that we have in this Vetzdiku is that when you cannot be Mekayim Din HaZal Gemura, then you get Malkus. But Rabosai, we know here that the Malkus that Vetzdiku is talking to is ultimately traceable to what? To Lav of Bosan. Notwithstanding the fact that it's Embo Maisa, but that's what the Gilig Zeres HaKasuv speaker was going to do. He's going to tell me to get Malkus anyway. That's how the Rishonim all square the Sugya Davbeis with the Sugya here. That's the Ramban before, the Ramban here. We'll see more about it in Tosfos. Ultimately, there's a Losana that's going to be the basis of the Malkus, but without the Tzdiku, I wouldn't know that you get Malkus for Losana. If that is, and therefore, a mayor is prepared to say that you'll get a Malkus for Losana side by side with the Chiyuv Mamon of Kasa Zama. And the only reason the Chachamim disagree is because they say, yeah, you have a cause for Chiyuv Mamon, Kasa Zama, and you have a cause for Chiyuv Malkus and Losana, but in a Loke Mishalim, and usually it's one way, here it's the other, Kol Mishalim in a Loke. But a cause for Malkus you have. A cause for Malkus there exists. How can there be a cause for Malkus? Losana is Embo Mais. The answer is Bitzdiku. Vitzdiku wipes the slate clean, says, no, you could get Malkus for Losana, right? No, so how did Rashi say that the way you work the Malkus of Vitzdiku is by reading the Pasuk as follows? The Haya in Bin HaKos HaRasha, and if this Hazama is Bas Malkus, because you can't do Hazama Gemura. And if you could do Hazama Gemura, it's not Bas Malkus. It's also Bas Malkus. Because Vitzdiku is telling me you get Malkus for Losana. It's just that, and Rav Meir would say, Rechnami, you get Malkus for Losana. And the Chachamim, in the first case of the Mishnah, say you don't get Malkus for Losana. Why? Because of Kedei V'Shasa. So that's called, it's not Bas Malkus, it's Bas Malkus. So in what sense is there a criteria that we require for the Chiyuv Malkus that we say it's im bin hakos harasha, as opposed to what? So start with Rav Meir. For Rav Meir, is there the chiyuv, according to Rav Meir, did he read the drasha the way Rashi read it? Rav Meir knows Malkus for Losana even b'makom kasha zama. So for him, the drasha is not limited to Ben Grusha. I mean, it's all the time, practically speaking, you get Malkus. Elamai, what? There'll be a case for Rav Meir, you won't get Malkus. What case would it be for Rav Meir, you won't get Malkus? What case of Kasha Zama? In what combination of Onshin? Rabosai, no? Misa. Good. But why is that? because Kedera Shasso, it's a new svara, a new poter. But that doesn't mean that it's not Bas Malkus. It's just, it's a Bas Malkus, but the Misa pater is the Malkus. Kedera Shasso. And when it's Malkus and Mammon, there is Malkus. For the Chachamim, even when it's Malkus and Mammon, it's not Bas Malkus. In Bin HaKosa, only if it's Bin, it's Bas Malkus, it's fit for Malkus, but Komisham in Aloka. So how could Rashi work the drasha after reading the Avdalit? How do you read the drasha of the Pasuk the way Rashi touched it for us? No, what are we left with maybe for the, so not Rab Meir, for the Chachamim? Where could we perhaps understand a little bit how this could work? Bahaya and Bin HaKos, if it's Bas Malkus. So we had another case for the Chachamim. We had the case of the Chachamim of Misa and Malkus. Mammon and Malkus, so it's Kedei Rishasso. So that's a separate poter. It's Bas Malkus, but there's a tour of Kedei Rishasso. So that's hard to read into Bin HaKos. Maybe it means Lafuke, the last part of the Mishnah. Maybe I'm thinking. What's the last part of the Mishnah? The Chachamim say, you won't get Malkus for Losana if you're already getting Malkus for Kashizama. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what Rashi had in mind. In a case where you can't mekayim hazama gemura, like Ben Grusha, what's the lafuke, as opposed to a case where you couldn't mekayim hazama gemura? Which case would that be? What case did Rashi have in mind that wouldn't fit the criteria of being bas malkus? What case could it be? Edim that testified that somebody is chayim malkus, so then you're going to have the malkus of the kashazamam. And the Azhar of Losana, as the Chacham Hod, is needed for the to justify the onus of Kashe Zama, and that's why there won't be Malkus for Losana. So the entire diuk of Hayim Bin Akosa Rasha, that we're reading the words of the pasuk as talking about, it has to be fit for Malkus as opposed to when it's not fit for Malkus. It's all relative to the second case of the Mishnah. To me, it seems odd. In other words, in the first case of the Mishnah, it's Bas Malkus, right? Because just you have a Tiktei Rishasa. And Rav Meir Miso Malkus is also, it's Bas Malkus, Tiktei Rishasa. And the Vitzdiko is telling me you get Malkus for Losan after all. So what's the criteria of, it has to be Bas Malkus as opposed to when it's not Bas Malkus. What would that mean? It would have to mean only for the Chachamim. Afuke, a case, right, where you had a Chiv Malkus already for Kasha Zamam, so then you could say, because you already have the Kasha Zamam Malkus, so the Losana is exhausted for that, so that's when you won't have the Vitzdiko telling me that Losana can be used to double for a second Malkus. But in all the other cases, the Machaya for Malkus is here. There's a new Svara that's butter, but that doesn't mean it fails the test of being fit for Malkus. It's as fit to Malkus as anything else, but there's halacha, kol mishalmei aloka, kedei rishasso. But to me, that doesn't sound like imhaya bin hakosa rasha. She'en yachol kaim hazama gemura. Even if you could be kaim hazama gemura, in theory there should be Malkus. In theory, there's a bas Malkus here. So what does Rashi mean? En yachol kaim hazama gemura. Only then is there Malkus. There's Malkus in theory all the time. The only case maybe that we could explain it is with the case of the second part of the Mishnah, where there is no basis for a second Malkus for Losana, because Losana is necessary, it's exhausted, it's used up for the Malkus of Kashe Zama. Then I understand the words of Rashi. I don't know, at the end of the day, it's to me, otherwise, it's with Rav Meir, it's not fitting at all then. It comes that Rav Meir's take on Vitzdiko is not the way Rashi read on Dabdes on the base. It's a Giloy of Losana, but not the way Rashi read the Drasha. Not the way Rashi read the Haya im bin akos im eni yochel kaimazam. Rav Meir puts Malkus into the equation even when you have a kaimazam a gemura. So what does it mean Haya im bin akos? Rashi didn't read the drasha the way Rashi read it. And even for the Chachamim, it's only vis-a-vis the second part of the Mishnah. Lo yodea, just a thought. I both say, hear what's bothering me. Okay, that's one nekuda. Okay, let's go on. Oh, okay, bottom line, what emerges from the sugya loud and clear is that Losana is the basis for the Malkus. Clearly, for a mayor, even when you have Kasha Zaman, for the Chacham, for extrinsic reasons, not when you have the Kasha Zaman of Mammon. And in the case of Ben Grusha, it's also going to come down to the Losana. Losana is a Mechayiv and Malkus. So we had a chakira on that days, the chakira of Malkus. When you get Malkus in the Mishnah by Ben Grusha, is it a Malkus for Bosana, or is it a Malkus of Itztiku? That's how a lot of people like to formulate the chakira. Is it a new Malkus of Itztiku, or is it a Malkus for Losana? That type of formulation, the chur doesn't resonate when we read our sugya. We read our sugya, and we see written all over the sugya is Malkus for Losana. Again, go to the middle of the sugya, if nothing else. Rabbi Yehuda is learning. Lav she'ein bo ma'aseh lo kin olav. From possibly Edom Zomimim. Maybe it's part of Tzad HaShava. The Gemara originally says it by itself. Says Rashi, where do we have in Edom Zomimim an indication of Lav she'ein bo ma'aseh lo kin olav? Says Rashi, not the Tosfos Shans. Rashi, what's the mukka, what's the case? Begrusha. So what is Rabbi Yehuda learning? That there's a Malkus for Lav she'ein bo ma'aseh by Ben Grusha, and from there we learn everywhere. So what do you see? The Malkus of Ben Grusha is a Malkus for Losana, right? Obvious. And the Shitas Rav Meir is telling us that the Tzdiku, which is the Makar for the Ben Grusha Malkus, is obviously how we know. Rav Meir doesn't necessarily always hold, doesn't hold Rabbi Yehuda in general. Rav Meir's Shita is Lav she'ein ma'aseh ein lokin olav for all we know. There's a strange Meiri, but leave it on the side. Ma'aseh Pashtus Rav Meir holds Lav she'ein ma'aseh ein lokin olav. Rav Meir has the Tzdiku as showing us that Losana gets Malkus, and with that he runs to every situation of Kasha Zama, getting Malkus for Losana. So obviously in the case of Ben Grusha, the Malkus is Losana. So you can't talk about a Chakira and Malkus and say, oh, is the Malkus on the Beis Amid Aleph because of Losana because of the Tzdiku? Obviously it's because it comes down to Losana, right? So how do we need to formulate the Chakira? So we already spoke about it a lot. But we're going to take it, hopefully, to another level right now. Of course, the Malkus has to come down to Losana. But Losana comes, you might say, different varieties. I said it last time, Losana, Losana. What does it mean? In other words, the onesh of Kasha Zama is commensurate with the crime. It varies of what it is with Zama. What did they intend? Did they intend to not to impose a chiyav mamon? Then they get a chiyav mamon. They intended to impose a chiyav malkus, they get a chiyav malkus. They intended a chiyav misa, they get a chiyav misa. Whatever misa was, that's what they get. Some give us a misa, which indicates that the onus of kasha zaman is a function of how the damage that they did, the mazik, quantifiably in some way, they imposed on this person a chiyuv of Beis Din, that the Beis Din paskin on him is chayiv X, Y, or Z. And that's why the Edom are subject to that onus. That's what Kasha Zomim is about. But then there's also Losana in general, which doesn't have to always have to do with being matil and onesh. Beis Din is imposing an onesh. We had examples, Kiddush HaChodesh perhaps, the Ramban and Chumash, so-and-so pledged to give somebody money without a kinyan. So they lied, but what? What does that do? They aggravated the person. The guy felt a little nervous, but that's not anything that's of consequence. It's not the same as having a psak din rendered. The person has a sentence of whatever. So the question would be, oh, of course there's a vitzdiko, and of course that's teaching us that Losana is subject to Malkus. The shaila is, when we have now the basis for Malkus and Losana from vitzdiko, does that mean that it has to be in the same way that the onus of kasha zamam is a function of the zamam of imposing a psak din, of being mechayev the person in Beis Din, of being mashiach tzaddik? So that's where the malkus comes in as well. The malkus of Losana by Edi Ben Grusha and wherever is also for that zamam, for that crime of Zamam, which brings with it the Bashiach, the person. That's one way to understand it. Alternatively, we could say that the Gzeres HaKos of Itztiku is that Losana, in and of itself, as an Aveira of Losana, person said it is Sheker, he riled the other person. Of course, it's another Machavero as well, but it's not a B'mashiach, it's not a Mazik of sorts. It's a violation of saying it is Sheker, a bad thing. That has Malkus, even though it's Imbumas. That's the way that we could pose the Chakira. We develop that idea. So let's see if we can explain it even more carefully from our sugya. So let's shift gears to Motzi Shemra. Something interesting. We have in our Gemara an indication that we know that Motzi Shemra, we know it gets Malkus. We have Xeris Akasuv, Drasha V'Yisru also. We learn out V'Yisru from Ben Sor Morer and Ben Mibin, Bayim Ben Akosa Rasha. So there's Malkus. Without this, we wouldn't think to get Malkus for Motzi Shemra because it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. But Rav Yehuda says, look, you see Lav She'en Maisa Lokin Olav. What's the love of Motzi Shemra? What's the Azhar of Motzi Shemra? Says the Gemara, Goseich Rachel Be'amecha. Gemara in Ksuvis, fourth parak. Goseich Rachel Be'amecha. Azhara Daf Memvav. Azhara U'Motzi Shemra Minolan. Rav Elazar Amar Me'Goseich Rachel. Now, we know this is obviously being Motzi Shemra on a girl that he married, and he's violating Goseich Rachel. Goseich Rachel, as we know, is also the love for Lashon Hara. Look in the beginning of Sefer Chavetz Chaim. It's one of the prime Yisurim of Lashon Hara, is Goseich Rachel. So I have a simple question. Now, the Rambam, he codifies this. By Motzi Shemra, he writes in Arbisul Paragimu, Motzi Shemra Bas Yisrael v'nimtza adav sheker loke gets Malkus. Shenema v'Yisrael so. Where's the Azhara? You need to have an Azhara to justify Malkus. Azhara shalom milaseich rochel b'yamech. Same Rambam, Hilchus Deis Perek Vav, tells us about the Issa Lashon Hara. Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin. Hamrago b'chavero over below sase. Shenema Goseich Rachel B'Amecha. This is the Lashon Hara Rechilus. Va'afal pi she'en lokin al dav hazeh, avon gadol hu v'goyim la'arid nefashos rabbos m'Yisrael. So the Isser of Lashon Hara is traceable to Goseich Rachel. The Rambam says, ein lokin al dav hazeh. And why not? Because Gav She'en B'Mais, it's only a Dibur. But I understand. Chora, Motzi Shemra gets Malkus. And it's the same love with Seich Rachel, and yet you're telling me that Lashon Hara doesn't get Malkus. So, why not? Why shouldn't we have Malkus, even though it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, but that's the point. Rabbi Yehuda learns out. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda learns, Ein Maisa Lokin Olav, starts off with Motzi Shemra, becomes a Tzad HaShav at the end. But Motzi Shemra is an example of a Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokin Olav. Rabbi Yehuda uses that as a mocker for everything. Okay, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. We won't learn from Motzi Shemra. We say Shekein Knas. Whatever it is, we don't have a basis to learn. But Motzi Shemra itself is an example of Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokin Olav. And what's the Lav? Seich Rachel. And how do I know you get Malkus? Because of the Yisru. But you have to have a Lav. What's the Lav? Seich Rachel. So why wouldn't there be Malkus all the time for Seich Rachel? Why only by Motzi Shemra? Sounds like a Har. Why is there no Malkus for Motzi Shemra? Not just in the context of Motzi Shemra in the Torah. Every violation of Seich Rachel in any manifestation should have Malkus, because this is an example of a Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokin Olav. Yeah?
Can you say the same thing by Losana?
We're coming back to Losana. That's what I'm using this for. I'm using this as a way to come back, and you're already guessing where we're going, but go ahead.
So
I want to explain it. So your intuition is excellent. Exactly. So that's why we want to be magdirit exactly what the pshat is exactly. You're saying on the one hand it's Ein Bo Maisa, on the other hand, and it remains subject to the general principles of Ein Bo Maisa in Lokin Olav, and on another level it's an Ein Bo Maisa with an exception to the rule of Lokin Olav. And how does that work out? That's exactly what we're trying to understand. And it's good. I mean, I'm using this as a way to sort of bring it back to Lusan, of course. Yeah.
Is Rebbe saying that Moshe Abrahel, Moshe Shemra is the mocker?
The ashara again. In order to get an onesh, you need an ashara. What's the ashara for the onesh of motzi shemra? The onesh of malchus. So I ask you. So why isn't there malchus for Rosh and Hara? Based on Moseilech Rachel. That's my question.
But what's the comparison between the ashara by motzi shemra to an actual iser by Rosh and Hara? As in by Rechios by Rosh and Hara, that's the actual iser, but by motzi shemra, the malchus don't come from Moseilech Rachel.
But that's the point. The Yisru is how I know that can be Malchus. But you can't give Malchus without an Ashara. So it's not a new... You can't justify a Malchus just on a drush of the Yisru. You have to pin it to a Lav. For every Onesh, there has to be an Ashara in the Torah. So the violation that you're going to have to associate the Malchus with is a violation of L'Seich Rochim. So it comes out L'Seich Rachel has Malchus associated with it. So why only by Motzi Shemra in the case of the Torah? Why not all the time? It's one love.
Because Motzi Shemra is a more chumra thing, so when you get to level Motzi Shemra, the Yisuru kicks in and therefore you should
okay, good. Okay. So let's get this. What is... There obviously, Lashon Hara comes in all shades and forms, and it's all very terrible. We all know that. Just one little cursory look at Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Shmir Salashin, to sensitize us even a little bit. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible Aveira. Aveira Chamura, all the Chazal tell us, all true. But there's also the Parsha itself of Motzi Shema in the Torah. Ki yikach ish isha v'aleh asneya v'samla lilus dvarim. And the person accuses his newly wed wife, his new wife as having the mezana between the Erusin and the Nisuin. And the Torah tells us that what are the consequences of this person's actions? They take him, they give malchus, and the pasuk tells you what is the avla, what is the specific rishus that the Torah is pinning on this person. And because of that, he's piling on the onshin that we're piling on. Ki hotzi shem ra al b'suas Yisrael. So the onshin that are specified in the Torah for the parashas motzi shem ra are specifically for the unique, specific crime, not of lashon hara in general, which is itself a very bad thing, but this particular manifestation of Lashon Hara in the manner that it manifested itself as it unfolded in the context of Parshas Motzi Shemra. Ki hotzi shemra al b'suas Yisrael. That was to come to Beis Din and to falsely accuse his bride of znus. He's motzi shemra al b'suas Yisrael. That's the Lashon Hara that the Torah is mechayiv the Me'akesef and the Malchus. Clear, that's the Chumash. Matal Yechidushin. Those the Onshin of Motzi Shemra are not for the general Lashon Hara, which is itself a bad thing, but it's specific to those, the Lashon Hara of the Motzi Shemra variety. Ki Hotzi Shemra, Motzi Shemra meaning the Halachic Motzi Shemra classification in Chumash. Ki Hotzi Shemra B'suas Yisrael. That's the avla, that's the rishus that the Torah is making him pay a price for. No, if that's the case, and then I understand something. Then how could the Gemara say that the ashar for Motzi Shema is L'Seilech Rachel? L'Seilech Rachel is a general rule, a general issur of Lashon Hara. And we see here, and that's what justifies the Malchus of Motzi Shema. The Gemara is trying to find ashar for Motzi Shema because you have to have a lav in order to understand that you get an onesh, a malchus, right? But the lav is general. The lav is about all forms of Lashon Hara. And the malchus is connected to the specific Lashon Hara of Motzi Shema, of Parshas Motzi Shema in the Torah. So how do you connect that to the lav klali of L'Seilech Rachel? L'Seilech Rachel is all varieties Lashon Hara, whatever way. And this is specifically the onus and the motzi shemra are specifically to the hotzi shemra b'suas Yisrael. What's the pshat? So I think the answer has to be the following. And I think you'll see this mamish in the middle of the Tosfos that I gave you to look at. The Rashba quoted in Tosfos, the Rashmi Shans in Tosfos there in Ksuvis. Let's say outside. Lo Selech Rachel is clearly an ashara of all forms of Lashon Hara. But what the Gemara is telling us here is that Lo Selech Rachel can also serve as a specific warning for the variety of Lashon Hara that is elucidated in the Torah in Parshas Motzi Shem Ra, for being Motzi Shem Ra in the form of Kihotzi Shem Ra B'Sulas Yisrael. The lav has two parts to it, you could say. It's the same lav. It's a lav klali in Lashon Hara, but it's also a specific, ki'ilu the Torah was being mazir in a specific way for the Lashon Hara of Parshas Motzi Shem Ra. In other words, the lav has two faces to it. The same lav. The lav is a lav of Lashon Hara b'chlal, Losech Rachel b'amecha. But the lav is also warning about this specific manifestation of Hotzat Shem Ra in the form of Kihotzi Shem Ra b'Sulas Yisrael. Why would I want to do that? Hechetesi, it's written general, right? Why would I want to say that? What leads me to say that? Tell you what leads me to say that. Because there is a specific parash in the Torah of Motzi Shem Ra, where the Torah gives us specific remedies and onshin for such a specific terrible way of being Motzi Shem Ra, in the way he does it about his wife, and he's saying she was mezaneh, ki Motzi Shem Ra b'Sulas Yisrael. And we know that you can't give an onus without an asar. And we have the Yisroel still telling me you have malchus. So obviously I have to realize that there must be some place in Chumash that the Torah is addressing this type of a crime in the form of a lav. Where do I find it? Teretz is, I look into the parasha of Kedoshim, L'Seich Rocha B'Yamecha, and I understand that within L'Seich Rocha B'Yamecha is not just a general Ashara of Lashon Hara, but it also serves at the same time as a specific targeted Ashara for the parashas Motzi Shem Ra, because I have to match the two. I have to find a place in Chumash. This idea is not my own. Chayra, that's what we find. Tosfos Kemat says that in the middle of that Tosfos, the Rashba and Tosfos, that is. I'll read you the context of Tosfos soon with the Rashi, because it's also even more clear. But Tosfos says, B'toch HaDvarim, he has a couple of kashas on Rashi, and then says, on one of the kashas, he says, because Tosfos had a kasha on Rashi, what do you need the Yisro? Tosfos had a few kashas on something Rashi says. We'll soon mention the Rashi. And the last kasha Tosfos has was, if there's a basis to give Malkus for Rabbi Yehuda, V'Losech Rachiel, because Lafshi Maisa Lokan Olav, Anayt Tzarech V'Yisro. Yeah. The Tosfos says, Miyu L'Rash B'Nira, T'Holat Pirchehi. The I lo ksiv v'yisru lo avi mukminon lo serach rochel la'az hara de motzi shem ra. Why, I don't know. The mice, if everything is the same and you get malchus for everything anyway, I don't know what Tosfos means exactly. But what does he say, the mice? Aval hasta de shaminon de loki mi v'yisru. Now that I have a v'yisru and I know this malchus, anu tzvichim limtso az hara. No, I have an onesh. There must be an ashara somewhere. Let's look. Mukmin on ashara. The lo onesh elam kin hizir. What is he saying? He's saying that once I know there's an onesh hovering here in the Torah on the Motzi Shem Ra, I have to look for some ashara to speak to that situation. No, what's the onesh for? Ki hotzi Shem Ra al b'Sulas Yisrael. So comes out that the Azhar of Losech Rachel has two faces to it. It's a lav klog in Lashon Hara in general, but it also serves as a special lav for that inyan that we know exists in the Torah as separated and held up as a separate type of an avera, a specific manifestation of Otzras Shem Ra in the form of Kiyotzi Shem B'Sus Yisrael. That's also that the Torah is speaking to that as well. And all of this is also clear from the Rashi in that same Amud in Ksuvis. The way Rashi learns this Gemara, again, Tosfos a different shot because of all his kashas, but there's the following way Rashi learns the Gemara. There is a sheet, the Machokas Tanayim, as follows. What's the case of Motzi Shem Nechomish? Do you need Baal, that he had to have relations with her, or even Lo Baal? Let's say his accusation is coming because he brings Edim, that she was Mizana. Is that also subject to the Dinim Motzi Shem on the Torah? Or is it only if Baal? So it says in the pasuk, "Va'ekrav eleha." So some are medayik. The ekrav only if it's bia. That's machlokes tanoim. Shitas of Eliezer ben Yaakov that the onesh of Mea Kesef is only by Baal. Okay, that's shitas of Eliezer ben Yaakov. Then the Gemara brings, however, as follows, according to Rashi. Gemara says, "Hamotzi shemra loke." So this shita is not Rabbi, it's not Rabbi Yaakov, it's a chachamim. Says the Tanakhama here, Motzi Shemra has the full extent of the onshim of the Torah of Malkus and Mea Kesef, whether Baal or not Baal. Just bringing Aden to Kusar is also enough to subject him to the onshim of Malkus and Mama. Comes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lilkos loke mikol makom. Malkus will happen irrespective of Baal or Baal. However, Me'asela, Baal nosen, lo Baal ena nosen. Says the Gemara, who does he follow? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. What does that mean? It means that for the Mea Kesef, it's only Chayiv Mea Kesef. You don't have Mea Kesef if it's Baal. But what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the same sentence? That the Malkus will be in every situation. The Mea Kesef is contingent on Baal, like Rosh Ben Yaakov. Zok Rashi. Amazing Rashi. What's the Machokes to Gabi Malkus? What's this Machokes about? Rashi says, "Kibulazer ben Yaakov." This is on Rav Yehuda. The Amar leKaman will never pass his motzi shema el kishabal. Hilchach kish neyasela lo mechayvinan le el kishabal. Okay, but Rav Yehuda still said Malkus he gets no matter what. Avo Malkus the mishum ashoras lo selech Rachel who lucky afil lo baal. Why the halach Rachel? Says Rashi, he gets Malkus because he violates L'Selech Rachel. Even though Pashas Motzi Shema, the Onesh, doesn't apply. V'i mishum da'avi rav she'en bo maise. Rav Yehuda Tamei, da'am rav she'en maise, lokan alav m'sach de Malkus. So what did Rashi say? The Malkus is because of Yehuda's rav she'en maise, lokan alav. Otherwise, there couldn't be Malkus. But Rashi says you get Malkus v'holach Rachel. And Motzi Shemra, everyone agrees, gets Malkus. So it was Lo Baal. It was Motzi Shemra without the Tznaya Baal. So why is there Malkus? The Halach Rachel? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa. What do I have here? On the one hand, Mitzad, the Parsha of Motzi Shemra, that the Torah is Megale and Mechadesh, that you get Malkus and Motzi Shemra according to everybody. Even though it's Embo Maisa, even if I hold Embo Maisa in Lokin Alav, but you get Malkus for Roselech Rachel or Parshas Motzi Shemra, that everyone would agree. But here, it's not a Motzi Shemra from the Parshas Motzi Shemra, because Parshas Motzi Shemra requires Baal. That's why the Mea Kesef is contingent on Baal. Here, the case was he accused her, but it wasn't within the scheme of Parshas Motzi Shemra. So Rashi says, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say you get Malkus? Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that every Rav Shem B'maisa, Lokin Alav. So, L'maisa, it's no worse than the Gosel of Rachel of the rest of the Torah. Tosfos has numerous kashas on Rashi, so every Lashon Hara should get Malkus and a Chanami, that's part of the kashas of Tosfos. But Rashi had no choice but to say, Rabbi Yehuda, Lishitaso, because Mitzad, the Malkus of Parshas Motzi Shemra, you can't get Malkus here, because it didn't fit the specific profile of Parshas Motzi Shemra. So it comes out that the Losech Rachel has, again, two dimensions to it. But it's fascinating because Rashi calls it Lav She'en Bo Maisa. In Lokin Alav. And the same Losech Rachel B'Yamecha is Lav She'en Bo Maisa. That's what we started with. That was our problem. So why isn't there Malkus every Lashon Hara? The answer is, this halacha of the Yisru that Megale on Losech Rachel to get Malkus is only the part of Losech Rachel that's commensurate, that's being mazir on this particular Hotzras Chamber. That's where there's a specific Zeres HaKasuv of this Lav She'en Bo Maisa of Losech Rachel as it pertains to being mazir on Parshas Motzi Shema against Malkus. But beyond that context, we're still within the world of Lav She'en Bo Maisa, which may be a Lokin Alav, but Rav Yehuda holds Lokin Alav. So if you hold Rav Yehuda, then every Losech Rachel is going to have Malkus. If you don't, Rav Yehuda, then the very same Losech Rachel V'Yamecha will sometimes have Malkus and sometimes not have Malkus. If it's specific to, if it relates to Losech Rachel as it speaks to this instance of the Rishus of Motzi Shema, there'll be Malkus. That's the V'Yisru, that's the Asara. It's that, but it's also the general Losech Rachel. No, this, I think, is going to help us for Losana. This is going to take us back to Losana. The Tzdikos HaTzadik tells us there's Malkus Be'edim Zomimin. But ultimately, we see in our sugya that the Malkus is traceable to Losana. So what does that mean? What has the Torah revealed to us? So one way to think about it is the Torah is revealing that Losana, in every manifestation, Losana gets Malkus. But we also know the following. There's a Losana Veda Sheker in every variety, in every way. But there's also a Losana that is serving as the lav for the Onesh of Kasha Zaman, like the Chachamim Hold, for example, right? But Meir has it, Lo Yosifu, called Lo Yosifu. There's an Ashara for Parshas Edom Zomimin, which means what? The Onesh of Kasha Zaman is a function of a specific type of crime. What's the crime? You are Mashiach Tzaddik. You cause the person to get a verdict, Shigo Kedin. That Losana, besides being a general love of Losana in whatever way, you Mitzayah somebody, you spoke against him and based him, it's also serving as an Ashara, or it's a Lo Yosifu for a mayor, for the Chametz Losana, it's serving it as Ashara for the particular heinous crime of being Mashiach Tzaddik. How do I know that? Maybe Losana is just general because I have a Parshas Kasha Zaman in the Torah. And the Parshas Kasha Zaman is bringing us an onesh for being Mashiach Tzaddik, for the Zaman Rasas Ra'achit, for the Mazik. But you can't give an onesh haguf of Kasha Zaman without a Ashara. So what do you see? That Losana has another dimension to it. Besides being Mazir in general on all kinds of Eidus Sheker in whatever way, it also serves, it doubles as a specific ashara for the unique crime of Parshas Kasha Zaman. Again, Losana is general Eidus Sheker, but it's also an ashara of Sheker Ana Be'achiv of Parshas Kasha Zaman. Here's our Chakira. Comes the Tzdiku and says that you can get Malkus in the case of Ben Grusha. Does that mean that Losana in every variety is a lav that gets Malkus even though it's Ein Bo Maisa? Or maybe not. Just as we saw by Motzi Shemra, the Yisru's Megala on Losech Rachel B'Yamecha in its second manifestation, in how it serves as a lav for Parshas Motzi Shemra, that's where this Malkus. But in its capacity as a general lav for Motzi Loshna in general, it still is a lav She'en Bo Maisa. Only Rabbi Yehuda would give Malkus for being Motzi Shemra, not in the context of Parshas Motzi Shemra. Similarly over here. And here's where we get to the Rashi Sanhedrin Pei Vav. Fascinating. Rashi and Pei Vav in Sanhedrin goes on the limb and says that Lo Sana is a Lav She'en Bo Maisa that ain't Lokin Alav. Rashi's context is a case of Eidei Geneva, a kidnapping. The Gemara says there that if the person wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus for what the Edom say he did, then the Edom can't get Malkus either. So Rashi says, because it's not Zama, because he wouldn't have gotten Malkus. Fet Rashi, aye, but what about the Losana? Let them get Malkus for Losana. Says Rashi, the Imishim Losana, Rav She'en Bo Maisehu. How could Rashi speak this way? We see that Losana does get Malkus, even if Imbo Maisa. Without Vitzdiko, I wouldn't know to get Malkus for Losana. Vitzdiko says you do. What's the answer? The answer is that the Vitzdiko is Megala and Losana, but not the Losana in the general Losana scheme. But because, as we said, Losana has two faces to it. Losana is an Ashara on all kinds of Eidus Sheker, whatever way. But given that we know that the Torah speaks about its particular unique dimension of being made a sheker in the form of being zamam and being mashiach tzaddik and imposing a sentence on the person shelo kedin, and that's a unique manifestation of eidus sheker. So, and we have to have an ashara for that type of an onesh that comes for that type of a Quran. The answer is the losana is also speaking to that specific instance of eidus sheker. So when we have a v'hitzdiku that says that you can get, and that's also embo maisa, but the answer is in terms of the losana as it serves as an ashara for the pashas kasha zama, that's where the v'hitzdiku is megala, that even though it's embo maisa, it's lokin olav, but it has to be the profile of pashas kasha zama, but not in the context of kasha zama. If it's not going to be a losana of that unique caliber of Losana being made in a sheker l'harshia tzaddik, so then it remains in the same classification as before. Nothing's changed. It's still Rav She'en Bo Maisa. So I'm using the Motzi Shem as a way to better understand what we have over here. Maybe a little bit of a support to this. The Gemara wants to learn, Rabbi Yehuda wants to learn Rav She'en Bo Maisa Lokin Olav, possibly from Eden Zomimin, right? So what does the Gemara ask? Okay, Eden Zomimin, Ein Tzvich Masra. The Gemara says, okay, Tzad HaShava, Motzi Shemra and Eden Zomimin. What does the Gemara ask on that? Mala Tzad HaShava Shebehen, Shekein what? Shekein Knas. Knas of Edim Zomimin is the Mamon Pashup Shat, not the Rashmishans. I didn't understand him. He talked about the Knas being the Malkus. The Knas is the Mamon. What's the Knas of Edim Zomimin? Mamon Biad Bailam Mishalmin. What's the Knas of Edim Zomimin? It's the Knas of, for the onesh of being Mashiach, the person, Shelo Kedin, and it's connected to the Pashas Kasha Zama. What does that have to do with what we're learning out here? We're learning out, they get Malkus for Losana. What does that have to do with Knas? The Knas is about the Kasha Zama context. We're learning out Embo Maisa for Losana. What does the Pirch of Knas have to do with it? Knas is Kasha Zama. Here we're talking about Losana. Losana, Lafshin Maisa Lokanalov. So learn out to every other Rav She'en Bo Maisa. What is the Pircha Sheikin Knas relevant to what we're trying to learn out? What's the teretz for both? It should be clear to everybody. Because the Losana that Rabbi Yehuda is learning from to everywhere else is the Losana that's being mazir on Pashas Kashas Olam. That's part of Losana. Losana is general Losana. Losana is specifically about the Kashas Olam variety of Losana. No, say the Pircha Bishik can knas, but the Kashas Olam has knasd. At the end of the day, if Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn out that every Embo Maisa lo kan olav, then it's going to come down, ironically, that even the Losana, not of the Kashas Olam variety, will also get Malkus. Okay, it's no different than every other Rav She'en Bo Maisa. But in terms of the Pircha itself, we're still trying to figure out what I can learn from Losana to everywhere else. So what's the Shekin Knas? Shekin Knas is specific to Edom Zomimin. But the answer is, the Losana that we're discussing right now is the Losana of the Ashara of Edom Zomimin. Okay, so again, this is again, hopefully, in a lot, it should be a lot clearer. What we've been saying a lot of times, I think, is very much, again, within this sugya itself. Yes, Moshe.
According to Rebbe Meir,
yeah.
Now that we're saying that he holds again, you're getting 40 Malkus for Kasher Zomim.
So you're getting 40 Malkus. No. You're getting 40 Malkus for Kasher Zomim. because you have the Azhara for Yosifu.
Yeah.
And you have another Malkus for Losana.
Losana.
Because the Tzdiko tells me that you can get Malkus for Losana. Losana, implicit in Losana, is to get Malkus. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like two kashers? I would say that Losana could be used here because we already have it. But if you have the Lo Yosifu, you're asking good.
It's like, according to Rav Meir, is what we're saying now, fitting with, how's it fitting with Rav Meir exactly? It comes out he's getting.
He's for both.
Well, Yosifu is getting for Losana. To think about it. But I hear it's a valid point. It's a valid point. Anyone else? No? Okay. Shema. We have to get to the Tosfos. Beginning of this thing. Okay.